This is the audio version of my post, Gratitude and Viruses. And I'll read it off my phone onto the laptop, so I'll be backwards and forwardsing a bit. It's a new phone. After my recovery, I was able to recognise when I had a real virus. This is because I no longer felt as though I had the flu all the time. So whenever a virus came along, I treated them the same, as if I were in a dip. As long as the symptoms weren't too bad, I would have seen my doctor if they were. So, up until March 2020, I occasionally caught a flu-like virus and I allowed my immune system to do its thing, without interference from me. No over-the-counter medication. I ate healthily, drank plenty of water, rested and pampered myself. All the while banishing any negative thoughts about how horrid it was to have flu. I recovered quickly each time. Then, last March, I was just quietly getting on with my life when one day I suddenly felt ill, with some strange symptoms, most of which I won't go into here. So I went to bed and did my usual acceptance and allowed my immune system to do its job, etc. I still felt a bit off during the next few days, but managed to look after myself. A friend took my dog for her walks. I noticed that I couldn't smell or taste things, but I didn't worry about that because I just decided it was part of an amygdala loop due to this virus being more challenging than others I'd had. I found that I wasn't thinking straight either. Don't answer that one. So I stopped actively moderating in the forum, just played a backseat role in the team discussions. For the next 3 or 4 weeks, I had good days and dippy days, often alternating. So I reckoned my amygdala was testing out new loopiness. The Gupta techniques helped in all of this. After 4 weeks, I was okay enough to return to my normal. Sometime after that, the medics told us that losing taste and smell was a symptom of COVID-19. There was no testing available for me, so I wasn't tested for it. I wasn't ill enough to see my doctor, and I certainly wasn't ill enough to be hospitalised. I was fully recovered by some time in April and have stayed well. Now, I'm 73 and I have a history of bronchial asthma, so I am extremely grateful for having the Gupta techniques at hand when I was challenged by that virus. I always will be. And that's written by and spoken by me, Margaret Corrie, one of the Gupta graduates.